Listen. Think. Learn. Grow. Listen. Think. Learn. Grow. Live. 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 Live.
This is Metaphysical Universe, exploring science and spirituality, with Dr. Douglas Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Hello and welcome to the Spirit of Life program for Wednesday, August 16th, 2017. I'm Dr. Doug Kelly here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening. Glad to be here.
Good to have everyone joining us, those live as well as those listening to the archives. We appreciate you being here and appreciate your time. The Spirit of Life is a weekly service and educational program at the International Church of Metaphysical Humanism. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit as well as to explore science and spirituality. And in addition to this weekly program, we also have several other educational programs, including EmpoweredRecovery.com, which offers help for the friends and family of alcoholics and addicts, Paranexus.org, an association of anomalous researchers, MetaphysicsInstitute.org, that offers bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees in metaphysical science, spiritual counseling, life coaching, holistic healing, hypnosis, paranormal stuff, and many other areas, and Thomas Francis University, which offers standalone metaphysical courses and degrees at tfuniversity.org. As is customary, I'd like to read our 9 abbreviated principles of belief. The first one is, do no harm, do right. Number 2, we believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit. The answers we seek already exist within us. 3, we believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems. 4, we are all equal, one planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. 5, we recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. 6, we are physical and spiritual beings. Consciousness survives death of the physical body. 7, self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will create self-completeness. 8, metaphysical education and practical life skills empower the human spirit and enhance the human condition. And 9, expanding human consciousness leads to human evolution and peaceful coexistence. And to read the full version of these 9 principles of belief, please visit us at metaphysicalhumanism.org, our church website. So tonight, I am excited to have a special guest with us. His name is Tony St. Tone. He is the motivational musician. He's quite an accomplished guy. Had a chance to meet him just a few weeks ago, and we'll talk about how we met too once I get him on. But let me tell you a little bit about him, give him a little bit of an intro here. Tony St. Tone started writing and performing music as a teenager and is a living example of how persistence pays off. Tony has been able to achieve many of his life's goals, both personal and musically, mainly due to his outlook on life and practicing the glass is half full theory. This outlook is transmuted into each of his songs by sharing encouraging and uplifting lyrics and music. Tony's lyrics have the subtle ability to remind us all that if we shift our focus, we have the power to change anything we choose to in life. His personal experiences of self-discipline, goal setting, and positive drive have guided him to write songs that instill in all of us that we are self-empowered. It's music with a message of self-empowerment that he likes to call positive pop rock. Tony, welcome to the program. Great to have you.
Thanks for having me.
Well, it's great to have you. So thanks for coming. I'll say that. Okay, we're going to be informal here. Tony, you've done an incredible amount. I'm reading your bio and all the things you've done, over 6,000 shows, both internationally and domestic. You've played for President Obama's inaugural ball back in 2009. I'm way too old for this. That's great. So you've been around the world. You played with pretty notable bands. Some of the list on your website: Foreigner, 38 Special, Kansas, Foghat, Jefferson Starship, and many others. It's been quite a ride for you, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I look at it like I'm still on the ride. So the ride hasn't stopped. I have a saying that the train is still moving. I've had a lot of different people jump on and jump off or whatever, but the train is still moving.
Huh.
So it's like a journey.
So the thing that really set you apart, well, there's many things I'm sure that set you apart, but one of the things is this whole motivational music thing. And it's a great, how do I put it? Edge. It's different. How did you start that? What's up with that? Where'd that come from?
I could tell you it's pretty straightforward. Back in 2000, I read a book called Conversations with God by Neil Donald Walsh. I'm not sure if you're familiar with it, but that put me on more of a spiritual path. I was always into motivational speakers. If it was Tony Robbins or Earl Nightingale or Zig Ziglar, I had already been in tune with them. And then I read this book and I started saying, wow, there's some really interesting messages here. And if you ever had the experience of you feel like you've found the meaning of life and you wanted to tell someone and you go to tell them and they're not ready to hear it.
Yep.
Well, I was experiencing that. So I said, well, what if I started just putting these into songs, into pop songs? So since I'm a pop rock songwriter, I would say, not a folk writer, I started putting these subtle messages. And one thing I really try to do is I try not to be preachy. Mm-hmm. I try to keep it light, but also I like to keep the music engaging. So there's a beat, there's a groove, there's something there to latch on to. And what a lot of people say to me is like, wow, I got caught up in the song. And then I realized you're singing Breaking All the Rules That Were Meant to Be Broken. Mm-hmm. Then they start catching on to the lyric. And then after they hear the lyric, they're like, wow, those are really powerful words that I'm hearing. And music is so powerful that it has a way to transform us.
Very true.
That's what I feel. You know, I thought it was great.
Well, speaking of that, what I'd like to do is I'd like to play one of your songs for our audience. This song is entitled Empower Me. And you had actually recorded that quite a few years ago, right? And then you did a new version, right?
Yes. Yeah, I did two different versions. And I'll tell you a real quick story about the song.
Yeah.
What I do when I write songs is I scat sing. And what that means is I'll play chords and I start singing a melody and whatever words come to me. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what I'm really going to sing. I just start singing words and they all just sort of flow. This particular song, 90% of the words were all in one take. That I found on a cassette, and I put it aside and I was trying to play some songs for a friend of mine, and he kept going back to this one. He goes, no, you got to listen to this one. And I kept going, I don't want to play that one. I'm not interested in it, but trust me, there's something there. And so I went ahead and went, oh, maybe there is something here. So sometimes, you know, I overlook my own work, but I have friends around me that picked up on it. So,
well, I'll tell you, you did an outstanding job on it. It's not, I mean, everything about it, it's very moving. And so this song is Empower Me, and I'm going to put the lyrics are on Tony's website, and I'm going to put the link for the lyrics in the chat room right now. And in just a second, we're going to play it, and maybe you can follow along with the lyrics, but it's got a great message, you know. And the thing I like about what you're doing is your message just blends with what we're trying to do, too. I mean, it's just like, two peas in a pod almost, you know, it's amazing. So let's go ahead and let's play Empower Me, and then we'll pick up the conversation once it's done.
Right.
Change within this life, like a light's been turned on late at night. Since my thoughts changed, Veil's been lifted from these eyes like a self-imposed suicide of old beliefs. So I changed my thoughts and I changed my ways and I changed the way I approach the day, and I'm taking control. Night will come and I will pray, and I think of things and love to change, and I just let go. Empower me, now I see it's always up to me, it's up to me. Empower me, now I see it's always up to me. I believe, I believe. Things that I could change, make things right. And if I feel like I could fly, well, I'd spread these wings of faith and try, and I'd just take flight. Empower me, now I see it's up to me, it's up to me. Empower me, now I see, so it's up to me, yeah, me. It's every strong belief creates a life. All the choices from inside, inside.
I have to insert this, that I am on Tony's website, and of course I was partly listening to the tune, but reading these lyrics, I mean, like a self-imposed suicide of old beliefs. So I changed my thoughts and I changed my ways and I changed the ways I approach the day, and I'm taking control. Wow. I love that. That's really, really powerful.
It is.
Great stuff.
Thank you.
Yeah. And we were just talking about, I asked Tony, he'd redone the version. He had recorded it. When did you first record this song?
Oh God. I can't remember the actual year of the album. The version that you
08,
heard was
maybe?
2009. Oh. Yeah, it might've been 08. Yeah, the one you just heard was from 2009.
But then it was rearranged and remastered for this one.
Right, yeah. I went from an acoustic guitar to a piano. Mm-hmm. And the producer I was working with, we changed the key, and we just changed the whole approach on it. And and we got what we got.
Yeah, it's there's lots of positive comments in the chat room. I don't know if you're looking at it, but it's lots of positive comments.
So if I can ask a question, Tony, aside from obviously you're a full-time musician and that's what you do, but do you also give motivational talks, teach music as part of a motivational kind of forum for people?
Sure. What we do is I have two different shows that I present. One is called Energize Your Vibes, where it's me and my wife. She plays piano and sings, and I sing, and we put on this show where what we do is I present my original songs, but I also talk about the meaning of each one, and we get into discussions about breaking all the rules that were meant to be broken. And I'll talk about different things about that, and then I play the song. And then we do a full band production of that also called The Rise Up Experience. So they've both been very powerful, and I got to tell you, like, one of the things that we've done, we were living in Los Angeles for about 6 years, and we got an opportunity to play at the LA County Jail a number of times.
Wow.
And I got to tell you, out of 6,000 shows, that's probably one of my top three. There was one show in particular that we'd done for the women's prison, and there was like 200 women there, and they were just so emotional and so ready to hear positive things that they were crying, they were screaming, they were laughing. We felt like the Beatles at Shea Stadium. Let me just say that. It was so powerful that the very first song, I couldn't sing, and I looked at the band and I was so overwhelmed that I lost my breath, and I was like, oh my God, because I felt so much energy coming towards me. And I regained myself. I'm like, okay, you got to do this. And then I just, you know, settled in. I went and sang. But, you know, when you go to places like that, music like this is that much more powerful, and especially because I was speaking about what the song meant before I played it. And they were like sponges. They were so ready to hear it. So that was very rewarding for us.
It must be, you know, and that's the thing, because, you know, in your shows, you're actually, you've got an empowering message above and beyond the songs, which is in itself very empowering. And that's a great approach, because you're right. People will be more ready to listen, especially when music is involved, and especially beautiful music. So that's incredible. Now, I asked you this while the song was playing, but I wanted to ask you too, while we're live here, where are you recording? How are you doing?
Currently I'm recording at home. I'm working on my 16th CD. But in the past I've recorded in various studios. At one point I did an album at Daryl Hall's studio in Appalling, New York.
Great.
Have you ever seen that show, Daryl's House?
I don't know if I've seen it,
but it's a TV show. He brings different musicians, and that's where we recorded. And it's actually an old barn that he reconverted from the 1800s into a recording studio. What's really interesting is they were the first band I ever saw live.
Huh.
So to have an opportunity
full circle,
to record at his studio was great. And also, I did a song called Mama Said where I had their sax player play on one of my songs called Mama Said. So,
when you said your first concert, I had a flashback. Mine was Alice Cooper.
Alice Cooper.
That makes sense.
Makes sense, you said. Hey, it was like 1972 or something. I don't know. A long time ago.
Yeah, mine was. My Brian Adams opened up, and I remember making fun of him. I'm like, who's this guy, Brian Adams? Get him out of here. And I'm like, and then I became a huge Brian Adams fan. I was like, wow, he took off.
Yeah.
We've got other little comments going on. Fran just said her first concert was 1966 to James Brown. Isn't that awesome?
Look at that.
Yeah. You know, I think that music is that extraordinary platform because it's the universal language for sure, hands down. Seals and Crofts took advantage of that for many years, having, you know, firesides for, you know, because they were Baha'i. Firesides after their gigs, people would sit around and talking. They brought the plight of Africa, you know, to the U.S. consciousness, I remember. I have a friend that used to play for them and toured around all these different countries back in the 60s and 70s. But music has been used by a lot of people to platform into the new consciousness. We think of different movements of music, whether, you know, 60s is pretty easy, you know, that movement, the 70s. What do you resonate with the most, Tony? I know that you have message music, but is there a genre or a flavor of music that resonates most with you that puts your message across?
You know, interesting enough, I love to write in all different styles of music. And I think it's a blessing and a curse. And I'll explain myself. It's a blessing because I love putting this message into a reggae song, a rock song, a ballad, a country song, and I love all those different flavors. And it's also a blessing. So when I play a place like the county jail or a club or a county fair, I have something that everyone can latch into something from it. Like I'm not just a one-trick pony. It's a curse if you're looking at a record company going, well, we don't know where to put this guy.
Because, branding.
You know, he's got too many different styles as far as branding. But, you know, I like to look at the blessing aspect of it because I feel like it can reach the people that need to be reached. So if I just played reggae, I'd miss out on certain people. If I just played rock, I'd miss out. So having these different styles allows me to put different songs out there.
Do you have a favorite?
Well, you know, one of my favorite groups in the growing up were the Beatles. So if you look at them, I would just say pop rock. You know, I would say that that's what I would say. Pop rock is a general term for it.
So where do you see yourself going from here? What's next? What's on the horizon?
On the train.
Yeah, on the train.
Where's the train going? There you go. Like,
that's a good question.
I'm recording the 16th CD. I have my first original show back in town on August 26th in Sarasota this coming 2 weeks. Yep, Sarasota, Florida. I'm put a band together. So what I ideally want to do is I want to start performing the Rise Up show here. I was doing it in California, which is the full band production of my motivational show, if you will. And I'd like to start playing that at different theaters or in schools. You know, I really feel if you can reach the kids or just reach people that are in need of it, you know. That's
very
the
true.
Thing I like to do is I like just to going there where people are looking for something positive. Because if you turn on the news, there's so much negativity there that I have a song called Shot of Love that I just wrote. And it's all about not watching the news anymore because it's been twisted. So I'm trying to bring something different out there.
So that, I mean, that's obviously humanitarian. You've done a lot of humanitarian work. Can you briefly state some of the different things you talked about the jail, performing at the jail. What else?
Yep, I've done USO tours where I've entertained the troops around the world. I've been to like 26 different countries doing that. I've gone to senior citizen homes. I performed there. I performed at some hospitals. I have a nonprofit called Spirit of Music Foundation. And what we do is we do just that, is we bring music, uplifting music to people in need of a life lift, is what we say. And if that is at a senior citizen's home, if it's at a Salvation Army, if it's at a school, it's at these places that most musicians really wouldn't go to because there's not a lot of pay involved there.
Right.
And it's not very aware of it, you know, and that's where they need it the most. I've done shows at senior citizen homes where there's people there that are 105. Two women were 105 at one place.
Wow.
And just to see them react and see the nurses watch them react, they're like, that's Mr. Jones. He never moves, and now his foot's moving.
You know, there's actually Sorry, there's actually been studies of bringing people out of that Alzheimer's state through music,
yes.
And it's great therapy.
Yes.
Excellent.
Yes, absolutely, because it's tucked away somewhere deep in your subconscious, and all of a sudden they hear that song and something clicks on where normal talking doesn't do it.
Well, you know, I looked over, you know, your website, and there's a lot of information, a lot of the work you've done over the years, and one of the things that I want to do is I want to give you a humanitarian award for whatever it's worth to you. To me, it's the highest award I can give out, and it's in honor of my father, who was a very generous man and did a lot of things that nobody will ever know about to help people. And so I named it the F. Richard Kelly Humanitarian Award, and I'm going to give that to you in a frame when I see you. So maybe I'll bring it. It's my highest one. You know, you do it, but it, you know, and it's one I give to people who have done humanitarian type work for a long time, who have a record of it, you know, not just somebody who does it. We have another humanitarian award for, we'll call it the Pay It Forward Humanitarian Award that we give out sometimes for those things. But this one is, to me, it's special because it's in honor of my father, who was a generous man. But anyway, I'll give you that, and it's a great honor for me to give it to you because of all the work you've done. So I'll bring it when I see you next. And so we're gonna wrap up this interview. By the way, those listening, if you'd like a card pulled from the Inner Oracle card deck, put your name in the chat room. And please visit Tony's website, sainttone.com, SAINTTONE.com. You can download his music there and send him a donation for it, because there's a lot of work and time and effort's gone into it. And so you can donate to Tony and further his work too. That would be an awesome gesture. So anyway, Tony, it's been a real pleasure. I'm sorry it's over. It's been a pleasure having you on the program tonight. I wish you the very best. Yeah, I wish you the very best in all your
very
efforts.
Very nice meeting you. Yep.
Same here.
Take care of yourself. And we'll look forward to having your wife on, Janie, in a couple of weeks. All right, you have a good night.
Right,
okay.
Good night.
And again, sainttone.com, and you can download his music. All right.
That was a real pleasure.
It was.
Dr. Kelly, that was a very fun, motivational, interesting interview. I'm really happy about that. I'm going to go through Tony's website myself and check it out.
Yeah, it's got a lot of information. So, all right, we got a couple of folks who'd like a card. Looks like Fran is first.
All right, and maybe Michael can then continue to help me out here if he's got his cards handy. You know, I pulled awareness for you, Fran, number 11. You know, I don't remember the last time we pulled this card.
You know, I don't either.
Well, here it is, Fran. Here's your message. Every human being has a responsibility to increase their awareness for fulfillment and peaceful coexistence. People generally do the best they can according to their current level of awareness, knowledge, experience, and resources. This card may indicate that an increased awareness in some area is needed. Continue to increase your awareness of self and others through observation, acquired knowledge, and a positive attitude. And I think it just means, my sense of it is, you're on the verge of something there, Fran. Maybe just on the verge of, another little epiphany that's going to add to your toolbox and your journey. So that's really good card. I like it.
It is. It's a great one. You know, and that's the thing. That's why we do what we do, is to build awareness, is to increase awareness, is to raise awareness of all kinds of different things. That's why we do what we do. That's why the school exists, and that's why Tony does what he does, to motivate people through music to raise awareness so that people can live better, more successful lives, happier lives. It's a huge, huge thing. And by the way, I usually mention this, but just in case you're new, listening to the program for the first time, these cards are coming from our Inner Oracle card deck. Basically, they're a set of cards, 54 cards, that talk about all of the different things that we teach. And there are grounded life lessons is what they are. They're nuggets and principles that to encourage people to have a better life and happier life. So, all right, Michael, you want to pull a card for Teresa?
Yeah, absolutely. And Teresa, I actually pulled wild card number one, Paradox, which is one of my personal favorites. A truth can be found in seemingly contradictory ideas. What may seem like a false proposition can be a set of new ideas and new ways of thinking. Your solution may lay in the opposite direction than you think. Keep in mind that the cosmos works in equals and opposites. Not all truths lay in common opinions. This may be a time for contrarian thinking and opening your mind to what may not make sense at first, and thus new perspectives are discovered.
Okay, this is going to kill you, killing me, because I pulled a card for Heather, who's next on the list, and I got Paradox.
Really? What do you make of that, Vicky?
I think it's a double whammy, and maybe we can all heed a lesson from a paradox. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that life is that paradox, and I think that it's not just speaking then to Teresa and Heather. I think that maybe it's all of us. And if I can just extract even this one sentence, a truth can be found in seemingly contradictory ideas. And maybe that's what we're all looking at right now. So, you know, it's a powerful one. But, you know, for the sake of Heather, I'm going to pull another one for you, Heather, just for you. Deliberate intent, number 20. The simple act of intention registers your wants and desires with the universal consciousness, which then sets energy in motion for their attainment. Deliberate intent is focusing your intent like a laser, causing you to become entangled with whatever it is that you desire. It's not magic. It requires effort. Focus on what you want, not on what you don't have. Release with patience. Of course, patience is the key there, you know, but deliberate intent, that's a good one, Heather. It's focus on what you want, throw it out there, and let the universe, you know, set up the play. So,
all right.
Now, Michael, we have our guest, Tony, who is now in the chat room with us. Glad to see you here, Tony. Michael, would you pull a card for Tony, please?
Oh, absolutely. All right. And, oh, this is perfect. Tony, I pulled number 2, esteem and validation. Self-esteem is self-worth based on internal expectations and validation, not to be confused with them-esteem, which is self-worth based on external expectations and validation, that is, what others think. High self-confidence is not the same as high self-esteem. Self-validation is the highest regard you give to yourself. Fully experience the truths of your own path.
Well, I think Tony's done just that. This is a reinforcement.
Yeah.
Really good cosmic injection of keep on your own path. And, you know, sometimes we think that we don't need to hear these things, but I think all of us needs to hear these things once in a while, just that little confirmation, affirmation, a little bit of support, and keeps us going.
You know, I'm going to further that comment. You know, that's true. In fact, all these cards, we can all learn from them. You know, they may not be pulled specifically for us, but it may strike a nerve or a bell or ring a bell, whatever you want to say, for us in our own situations. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that you said, Dr. Hunter, about we all need the reminders, right? Well, that kind of goes along with we need to build ourselves up too. We all can get dragged down from the news, from whatever's going on, you know, just the day-to-day stuff of life. We can get dragged down. And that's why I've often said in the past that one of the greatest gifts we can give is just a good word, an encouraging word. You know, if somebody's had a success, you cheer with them. You know, you pat them on the back. You offer that encouragement because, you know, you get going in life and, you know, it can get tiring. And everybody needs it. Everybody needs that. That, you know, that good word, that encouraging word. So don't ever forget that. Just give somebody the good word. That's a way to pay it forward every day. You can, I mean, it can happen with how you say hello or good morning. You know, you say good morning and somebody says morning. You know, don't be that person. Good morning. How are you doing? I'm unbelievable. Because that covers it both ways, right? But give them, be cheerful and even if you don't feel like it, act. You know, act as if. Zig Ziglar talks about that, you know. Act as if. And so that's a great thing. We all need the encouragement no matter what we've done in life, no matter how much we've accomplished. It can get dry at times. So don't forget that.
You know, I have a little update on our young friend, Zach, if I may. And I've drawn a card for Zach for tonight. Mm-hmm. He said that he's having a little computer issues, but he is listening to the show. And he promised that he'd be tuning in tonight. He's listened the last few weeks. He just hasn't been able to, with his computer issues, sign into the chat and interact with us. Now, to give everybody a little update, Zach's doing pretty good. It's been a little bit of a rough road. That stands to reason with a stem cell transplant.
For multiple sclerosis.
Yes, and it's but he's in physical therapy now. He's had several sessions. He's got leg braces where it kicks in because now he's got to rebuild all these muscles in his legs, and so the, you know, the support really helps. So he's walking every day. Managed to get that in. But it has been a road. He's starting to see the other side, and we had a great little visit today, and I'm just, you know, I have no right to extend things in this way, but I'm so proud of him, and I'm proud to call him my friend. Not only is he a student of IMHS, but I've grown rather fond of him, like to check in and see how he's doing. And I know all of you have, he appreciates all of your support, by the way, and all your well wishes. So passing that along. This card, number 8 for you, Zach, is balance and order. Well, geez. With this card, balance and order in life or in a specific area is present or it needs to be. If experiencing adversity, look for what is out of its proper order. Adversity is a state of disorder. Once order's restored, adversity fades. Moreover, self-completeness and success will ensue once order and balance are restored to the life leadership paragon areas of self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and the respect for free will. Well, I tell you, no one is more self-accepting, self-responsible, and has more respect for free will than, I believe, our young friend, Zach. So, Zach, we're still on, you know, behind you all the way. Dr. Angie's asking in the chat if you were in a wheelchair full-time. Yes, pretty much. He was doing his best, some mobility, and now he's got more. So it is. He practices walking every day, and this is the downtime he was warned about, but, you know, very optimistic that it's coming together. And Dr. Angie has said, we missed you in the chat, Zach. So anytime that you feel you can get that computer issue resolved, come on back. We'd love to have you. So we're all behind you.
All right. Well, I think we're about ready to wrap up the program and start the music. And we're going to play a song by Tony St. Tone called Rejuvenation as our outro tonight. We appreciate everybody's time and joining us tonight. Again, thanks to Tony St. Tone for being with us tonight. It was a great interview, and we wish him the best. Yeah. Thanks to those listening to the live program. Thanks to Dr. Hunter for always being here, and Michael as well. We really appreciate all of you. Until next week, listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Just a while, feel the power in your hand. Time has come now to find yourself and go within. Close the door to your outside world. Rejuvenation. Gotta shoot for number one. Gotta work now through your lunch. You're running out of time. 8 hours turn to 12. Somehow you lost yourself. Life's a living hell of drowning, drowning, drowning. Time has come now to find yourself and go within. Close the door to your outside world. Time has come. Time has come. Rejuvenation. Rejuvenation.